Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
PharmaSure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. PharmaSure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start with a look at our livestock here this morning. And the livestock finished negative across the board at the close yesterday.
Yes, it was a pretty sickening day yesterday with the downside, Dave. Live cattle and feeder cattle saw triple-digit losses yesterday. August live cattle yesterday had its lowest trade of the past 25 sessions, and August feeder cattle the lowest it's been the past 8 sessions. Now, we also saw choice box beef 43 cents higher, selects up 35, total movement of 117 loads. Cattle kill came in at 113,000, and the cash feeder index was down 74 cents. This afternoon is cattle and feed report. The average trade estimates looking at on feed 100.9% of a year ago, placements at 91.4, and marketing's at 91.6% of a year ago. Yesterday's close saw August live cattle down $1.30, August feeders down $2.80, and July lean hogs 2 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures now here this morning. And, well, you know what? Overall, at the market, soybeans, the only thing that really had a positive day yesterday. Everything else was negative.
That pretty well sums it up, as our wheat and our corn did close negative. Soybeans and soybean meal closed positive, third straight session for that. July beans now have had their highest trade of the past 27 sessions, and July soybean meal has had its highest trade of the last 53 sessions. Now, other than that, it was mainly just short covering that was lifting this market higher yesterday, and today we're expecting to see later this morning Informa release their updated acreage report number. We will see on the 30th this month the USDA acreage numbers along with the quarterly stocks report. Overnight, trading has been mostly lower, but here just lately we start seeing a little bit of a bounce in our wheat market. It's July KC wheat's up 2.5 cents, but July corn's down 3 cents. July soybeans trading 4.5 lower. July cotton down 58 points. August crude oil is 86 cents lower. September dollar index is 39 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures are 10 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. You have a great weekend. We'll visit with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.